It was late at night and very dark, and Jesus was getting ready to fall asleep. Then he heard a little rustling sound and a little throat-clearing sound. He thought, there's somebody close by here, and he said, who's there? It turned out that his late-night visitor, sneaking up in the dark, was a man named Nicodemus, who really wanted to talk to Jesus and really didn't want anyone else to know that he wanted to talk to Jesus. And so he came in the dark of night so that none of his friends would see him and laugh at him, or none of the other important people of the town would take away his job from him. He came sneaking, secretly, to talk to Jesus. And he started off by saying, Jesus, you must have been sent from God. Otherwise, how could you do all the wonderful things that you do? Jesus said to Nicodemus, if you really want to grow in God's way, you're going to have to be born anew. Huh? Said Nicodemus. How could I? I'm a grown-up. How could I shrink down and get so tiny to be inside my mother and get born again? Jesus said, what I mean is that you need to be made new and transformed into someone new by God's love. Don't be surprised to hear me talking about birth. If you're going to grow in God's way, you have to be ready to feel like a new baby again with all that you have to learn and experience. Nicodemus said, I don't really get it. So Jesus said, well, let's try to think about it this way. The Spirit of God is like the wind. When the wind blows, you can feel it on your skin. You can see it moving the trees. You don't really know where the wind came from or where it's going. The Spirit of God is acting in your life. You might not look on the outside any different. Your hair is the same. Your clothes are the same. But you're thinking and feeling and acting in a whole new way. Jesus was still seeing that Nicodemus could not quite understand, try as he might, what he was talking about. So Jesus tried again. He said, I want to try to tell you how much God loves you and how much God loves the world. And this part I'm going to read just to make sure I don't forget any part of it. And it was written down in the Bible for the same reason. Jesus said, God loves the world so much that he sent his one and only Son. Nobody needs to be destroyed. By believing in the Son, anyone can have whole and lasting life. God did not do this to point an accusing finger at the world, to try to tell the world just how bad everything is. God wanted to help. The Son came to put the world right again. Now, Nicodemus had a lot to think about, and Jesus just had one more thing to say. He said, you know, people who go sneaking around at the night, in the nighttime, to do whatever they're doing, probably are doing that because they don't want anybody to see them. Maybe they're ashamed or embarrassed by what they're doing. But people who are growing in God's way and doing God's work are not afraid to be seen in the light and to do what they do in the light. And so after that, Nicodemus went back to his own house and Jesus went to sleep. And the next day, he and his followers left the city of Jerusalem, and they went out into the countryside so that they could visit with the farmers and the villagers all around the land. We're going to join hands now, find somebody's hand to hold so that we can say a prayer together. Holy God, may we never shy away from the light of your truth and your love. May our trust in you grow stronger each and every day. Amen.